Welcome everybody, and we are back. Berner and Barthy are here again to unplug another season of Central Coast Rugby. With well over 21,000 downloads already, prepare your ears for all the latest news, views and shit takes surrounding the sport and the community that ties us all together. Good chat, good footy, good fun. Take it away, boys.
Thanks, Tomo.
Thanks, Tomo.
Yeah, good. Well, Barthy, welcome back. It's a bit of a change of scenery here, mate. A little bit different this week to what we have last week. We had a little bit of a crack at it last week. To last year, I should say. But we had a crack at this sort of format last week. Some success, some learnings.
We can talk about that. Like all good operations, we need to have a bit of a pre-season warm-up, which we did that last week.
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed to do. Mate, the off-season, how's it been for you?
Mate, it's been okay. I've enjoyed a bit of sunshine. Got out, played a bit of golf, not very well, but had a bit of fun, got in the water. How about you, pal? What did you get up to?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. Very similar. Enjoying the warm weather, still enjoying the warm weather, actually. It's been a good time. But look, we did want to try and get back a little bit earlier, obviously, touching a couple of things that are happening throughout the season and the off-season. We posted a couple of reels on Instagram last week and a couple of videos just about, you know, us talking through a couple of things and some, you know, movement in the off season. Want to get back earlier, but a couple of issues. Obviously, one of us in court, one of us having surgery. So, mate, I'm a little bit around the bush. It was obviously me. Got called to jury duty. Got kicked out though.
Jury duty, is that all?
Jury duty was all this time. So, obviously,
is that code for something?
Well, look, it's all we can talk about at the moment on air, isn't it? So let's just say jury duty, and that's been acquitted. So look, you know, we move on from that. But more about you. Yeah, the health scare, mate. Tell us about it. Sore tum-tum.
Health scare. Mate. Yeah. Emergency surgery.
Yeah. The appendix. So I've done a little bit of research on the appendix injury. Actually, I'll let you tell the story, and then I'll go into the research I've done.
Oh, mate, the story's nothing. Nothing exciting, pal, and nothing exciting for our listeners. I fought off the Grim Reaper and I was near death, but being the tough guy that I am, mate, I battled my way through it and fighting fit, here I am today. Still in isolation, mind you, but
So just letting you know, appendicitis occurs the most from ages 10 to 30. So it's like it's a kid's thing.
That's what it is. So that's it. I'm just a big kid, brother.
We all know that. So, but we're back now. So a little bit of a different format this year. Some episodes will be similar to this, and then some episodes will be in B&B Studios. So we're just in the remote versions of B&B Studios at the moment. But we got the fancy headsets and everything, so hopefully everything should be loud and clear. And we got some fancy things. So if you are watching any of these, we've got these little banners that we can put down the bottom, which we're still experimenting with. Different ways to play music, different ways to do interviews, which is really exciting because we do have, well, this episode was all about sort of getting the facts from the meeting that happened as recording this last night with the teams. And that sort of sets us up for the season because we had a draw that came out and the draw expected almost every team to have a Premier One, and we sort of know through rumors that maybe not have been true. Carrion was the first to put their hand up and said, you know, they're withdrawing from Premier One and Two, so they'll just be President's Cup. But the other clubs, there's a couple other clubs that have still sort of had, you know, maybes and still do have maybes. So, mate, first of all, congratulations because you've used a different platform and you've done an interview here and it's absolutely stellar. So we're going to put that in. Do you have anything that you want to do to prep the listeners, because obviously everyone's been on this journey with you. They know how incompetent you are when it comes to technology, and somehow you've wrangled a video interview with Kate Thompson, the first ever video interview for us. And you've done well. So anything you want to say before we throw to it?
Roll the tape, brother. Roll the tape. All right, you can see record now. We're going live. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. G'day, Kate. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And you'll see how good I am with the technology. We didn't need Kane after all. We'll call it the K and B, Unplugging Central Coast Rugby.
Yeah, that's right. We just make him feel important next time. Pretend to stuff something up and, you know,
<That's>
see
right.
how you go
that's
with right. that. Yeah.
I've been playing dumb the whole stage, pretending
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, exactly but, right.
Know, all right. So, mate, a big meeting last night. We
yep.
Berner and I have been doing a bit of sort of practicing, and we've put a few things out in the socials talking about the, well, I'll use my words, the shit fight the draw has been, and the fact that perhaps you're not getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth from the clubs, and you kind of been stuck in a little bit of a situation. But anyway, we've had a meeting, and hopefully things are a bit clearer for us. So what can you tell the Central Coast Rugby community? Where are we at? What are we looking at? And let's start with, we'll start with Premier One.
Yeah, we'll start with the main game. So, it's definitely as clear as mud still. But at the moment we have 9 teams nominated for Premier One and Premier Two. So that's basically all the 11 clubs except for Carrion and the Bay. They're all in there. So what we've done, the draw that was sent out and is on our website and published on social media is null and void. It's been wiped.
The Clayton's draw.
That's right. So it was just a pretend draw to remind people that football actually happens. It's not just all about pre-season and rumours. We actually play at some point. But, so we've wiped that draw completely. So we've got a new start date of the 15th of April. So we're going to start after Easter, which is a little bit later than really we've ever done, but we can fit it in. There'll also be a general bye on the 15th of July, which is when the Wallaby test is in Sydney. So we've picked that date quite deliberately to allow people to get to that game if they want to. The side of that is that it's a wet weather weekend. So if we have rain like we did last year, we'll probably end up playing there anyway, but we'll deal with that when we need to. At the moment, we're all right. It's 40 degrees where I am, so we're good. So we've got a 9-team draw where basically there's 4 games every Saturday and one team has a bye. So that's Premier One and Premier Two. We've drafted that up, ready to go. We're just holding off hitting go on it purely because we're still got a few clubs not 100% sure.
I'm going to jump in here and say some things that perhaps you can't say. I'm going to guess that out of that 9-team competition, we've probably got 7, maybe 8 confirmed.
Yep.
And correct. Seven or 8 that we can rely on. And perhaps one that we're hopeful for.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got one, and I can probably, Woi Woi, who didn't play first grade and second grade last year, have assured us time and time again that they will be back in first grade and second grade this year. They've got some strict guidelines on them, the same as what Gosford did last year. They've got to have 35 registered players by the 15th of March, which is basically next week. We're obviously watching them and talking to them and trying to help where we can for them to get bodies on the paddock. But they are confident in what they tell me. I know there's other rumours going around, but I've just got to go with what clubs tell me, because I'd have version who knows what of the draw.
You can't win either way.
Look, and to be honest, we can print out the draw and we could have a team fall apart midway through the year again. Like, you just never do know. And I don't want to be the comp that, I don't know, you can't make people play if they don't have the people there. So we just have to work with the clubs as much as we can and create the draws to suit. So if it happens that someone pulls out midway through the year, then we work some magic and we make it work. That's what we're here for. Like, we work for the clubs, and if there's people coming and going, then we just have to change the draw and sort it out. So, and it gets to that point where it might not be as pretty as what it looks now, but that's just how it goes. So we'll deal with that if we have to. But worst case scenario is if Woi Woi don't get the numbers, or another club for that matter, that we drop to an 8-team draw. So the draw that I've drafted now would change. The dates and things wouldn't change. We still start on the 15th, grand final still on the 23rd of September, but the structure of the draw would change because I'd have to pull Woi Woi out and slot in the bye team somewhere.
Yep. So moving forward, I know I've sort of spoken about it a little bit with Kane and I, and we've put some of the things to air. Do you think there's an avenue for you guys to have a little bit of a tougher hand and sort of hard and fast? And if clubs don't get their shit together, unfortunately, they just have to miss out.
And that was one of the conversations with the clubs that were there last night, and all the clubs except the Bay were at the meeting last night. And that was a big part of the conversation, was we put a date on it. You nominate, potentially you get fined, potentially you're not allowed, you've got to hit more quotas to be welcomed back in again later. So things like that was definitely discussed last night, and it's definitely something the board is considering because
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like normally our draw comes out in October, November last year.
Yeah.
So this is the latest we've ever not had a draw out. So I know it's frustrating. Clubs have got to organise all their, you know, Centurions days, sponsors days, ladies days. They need to know when they're playing at home. So.
And I think it's important. I think it's important too. I'm going to say this because again, you sort of can't. This is where listeners and viewers. This is not Kate's fault. It's not the administration's fault. It's the clubs that are in this competition. Now, you can tell by Kate's smile that she absolutely agrees with me, but they're not allowed to say so. So our clubs have got to get their shit together if we want a well-organized, well-structured, knowing in advance competition. Yeah. The administration and Kate can
do exactly right.
Do.
And as much as we're disappointed, or not disappointed, but Carrion aren't in the top grade, but they've made a decision early. They're sticking to it. They're playing third grade this year. At least we know where they stand. On the flip side, you've got the strong clubs, the Terrigals of Oakers, who have nominated five teams who we know where they stand as well. And I know it's hard in club land. I know it's impossible because no one turns up to training. So I get it. I've been there. I've worked in a club. Like, I know what this time of year is like. But we just have to have a realistic guess, I guess, at what teams you're going to have just to make it a viable draw. So we've worked that 9-team draw, which is, I guess, what we're hoping it will be. The bad news, I guess, is that the Colts comp has been disbanded. So we've pulled the pin on that, unfortunately. We had four teams there for a while. Some clubs, when we offered the overage players, which we thought would encourage clubs that had like 9 Colts, that had 5 more blokes could play in there. But it just hasn't helped, it hasn't come to fruition. So that's fallen apart. We had ended up with three teams, which is just not good enough. So I guess the scenario there is the Bay were one of those teams. So the Bay have got at the moment third grade and Colts, and where those Colts land is probably the big question of the day. Where those two teams land,
And with nine teams in the Premier One competition, Kate, if we can push the Bay up into Premier One and Premier Two, it makes a nice, even balanced draw, doesn't it?
It would be lovely. We'd have five first.
Come on, Bay. We need you.
Yeah, we need you up the top. And I had that conversation with their president today. And I did say, and I'm not, I think I'm being realistic, that I don't think they would be completely out of their depth. Obviously, they, in all honesty, would probably struggle against the Terrigals and the Razorbacks and the Evokers, but they're not going to struggle against everybody. You've got other clubs that are coming back from not having first grade last year or two years ago. Brand new to the comp. We don't really know a lot about Lake Macquarie and what they're going to be like. So I think I'm speaking to, this is me, not the board, like, to grow the club, get up the top, get people in there and see what happens. You're playing third grade only, it's probably a nice, safe place to be, but it's not going to get you.
Well, it's not. It's not going to grow anything, is it? No. The only way you're going to grow is by going.
I think
forward.
Them having Colts was a positive thing, but now that comp hasn't come off, it's just we don't want to lose those 20 odd blokes to footy either. We want them to play somewhere. So, there's also safety factors and things like that. If they are new to rugby and all that sort of things, we've got to make sure that they're safe on the football paddock. But we obviously can manage that too. So, that would be the dream to get. The Bay to come up, Woi to be good, Lake Macquarie to hit there. They've got guidelines too that they've got to reach, being new to the comp. So that would be the dream, to get the 10 clubs into first grade and second grade. But, we will see. Hopefully by the end of the week we will know that scenario. Third grade at the moment is a 7-team comp. And basically we've made their own specific draw, which follows
grade as much as possible.
So there's a lot of buys. But it follows the grade. They still play each other twice. The Bay and Carrion still have 6 or 7 home games. So it just basically follows the grade. I think there ended up being 3 times where a club, and they're different clubs each time, weren't playing with their grade. We just tried to avoid that as much as possible. So that actually worked, which was really good.
Awesome. And the next time the clubs...
get more in there, with clubs maybe having 2 third grade teams, we can fit them in as well. So... yeah.
And the next time the clubs have a sook at you about can't follow grade, it'd be ideal in a wonderful world, but it's now President's Cup. It's a standalone competition. If you don't like it, don't field it.
We talked about putting it on a Friday night, like just get it away from the Saturday. But we, in the end, we chose not to do that. That may happen next year if it proves to be as difficult as, again, just to separate it from the rest of the grade. Yeah, and play them on a Friday night.
That's why it's been structured and designed. So,
yeah.
And all the clubs know that. It's been like that for quite a while. They've just had the luxury of being registered runners like a third grade, when technically it's not no longer like that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Newcastle do a fourth grade on a Friday night, which is, from all reports, is quite successful. So maybe that's something we can try, just to get a few more of those pub teams perhaps and play third grade separately altogether. The women's
good opportunity to put the Colts in there too.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So the women, we're back.
Is a positive. Yes, we've got seven teams in the women's comp, up from, I think it was six last year, and one of those was a combo. So we've got seven. Woi Woi's back. We've got...
How good.
So obviously the Avoca Terrigal, Hornsby, the Lakes, Razorbacks, Warnabout, and Woi Woi. Is that seven? I haven't forgotten anyone there, but and with their draw, again, I've made their own draw. Follows grade as much as possible. With the women, obviously they don't back up into second grade or first grade, so occasionally they will be away from their club, but not a lot. And they actually play each other three times during the year, which means I've got a few games left over, so we're probably going to have a couple of little gala days just before the comp starts and on that 15th of July bye weekend, just to get everybody to play everybody evenly, just so we can have a nice fair final series for the women. So that's actually looking good. Yeah.
Good stuff. Unfortunately, I know you're a little bit hamstrung with timing wise, but we couldn't sneak a five team semi final series in Premier One. Still remains four. Yeah.
And breaking news, whatever you want to do, but we are going to do a top five. Yeah.
Yes.
So that was actually voted on last night. There were a few clubs that didn't want it, but the vast majority did. So as long as we have at least nine teams in Premier One, we will have a five team final series. So Premier One only.
And can you confirm it's called the B&B semi-final series? Is that correct?
I don't know. I haven't seen your check yet, but sure.
Look, mate, thanks heaps for joining us.
No problem at all.
Really appreciate you jumping on and clearing everything up. And so 15th of April, we all get underway again. Fantastic.
And we may be moving the date of the season launch just to get that a little bit closer to the comp. So hold the phone on the season launch. Everything's changing. We just got to make it. We want it to be the best comp ever. So we just have to work a bit harder to get it to be. Yeah.
Awesome, Kate. Thanks heaps. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's always good to get your knowledge and set the record straight. And
I hate for facts to ruin a story, but sometimes they
do. That's why we don't get you on too often.
Yeah, that's right. I sit at home listening, going, not quite, but we'll get there. Yeah. And if you need to ring me back because you forgot to hit record, just please.
I'll do it again. Good idea, Kate.
All right, thanks, Martin. I gotta
see ya. Bye. Hang on.
Well done, mate.
Well done. Thank you, mate. It was good to have a chat with Kate, actually. I think cleared the air on quite a few issues. I think she did really well, and I don't think because she's such a nice individual and a person, I don't think the complete and utter shit fight that it was, I don't think anyone really knows how bad it was, and that's because of what such a good job she does in managing and massaging the clubs, and how in many ways we let her down. We kind of alluded to that a little bit, but good interview, wasn't it? It was great.
It was. It was awesome. You asked the good questions and obviously paraphrased some stuff that she said or read through the lines. Sorry, mate, I just had a shot there a little bit. Grab my pen. Yeah. So important things that I got out of that. 15th of April is our new start date. So back slightly.
Everyone's kicking off.
So no Premier One teams for Karorong and the Bay. And so Woi Woi's still in at this stage. So obviously there's some rumours, I think they're unjustified, maybe rumours swirling around that Woi Woi probably doesn't have enough players. But if they said they've got the players, Barthy, take them on their word. There's obviously the date.
I can tell you what, Berner.
What, mate?
I used to be on the judiciary panel. Some people may or may not know, many for a lot of years actually. And if I
had an issue, I had an issue with the judiciary panel for many years as well. I thought they were all corrupt.
And if I took everyone on their word, everyone's innocent. It wasn't me.
Look, just a bunch of good, honest people, Matt. I think
the facts need to be. Well, they got to meet the gossip requirement, and I think that's fair enough.
Yeah,
100%
agree.
Will they, Burner?
That's the thing that, you know, it's up to Woi Woi. It's up to, you know, what they're doing in terms of recruitment. I know they are doing some things in terms of recruitment. It's just whether they got those players. If they're saying that they are, like, again, I'm not in and around there as much anymore at all anymore. So that I don't really know if they got the players there, but if they're saying that they are and they want to have a crack, like, Your kind of hands are tied, because if you've got plans in place to get players in even in the next couple of weeks, then you want that chance to get those players in. Because if you're the Central Coast Rugby Administration, you want a team in Woi Woi, because you want teams obviously all over the coast, but you need strength there. And if a club is saying, look, we just need time, just we got this, everyone's there, we just need to get them all together, you have to take their word on it. Regardless of what the rumor is, you have to take their word on it, because they're trying to build a club and you want to grow a club. Like, you want to have a team in Woi Woi. You got Woi Woi Oval there. You know, you have such a foothold there in terms of rugby with on the peninsula. It is so big. So it is sad to not see Woi Woi have a team in there. But obviously they've got the Gosford rule, so everything's in place. And I think it's good from Central Coast to have that. So Woi Woi's got to come a show.
You're right. But I was going to say, there's got to come a time where enough's enough. You've had your chance. You know what I mean? Like, and I think Woi Woi are being extended every opportunity, and then
100%. Yeah. And then it's hard. Yeah. Exactly. And then it's hard because you've got to give them the opportunity, because you want as many clubs in as possible. But then the other thing is, like, well, you're kind of screwing over every other club that's trying to plan for everything throughout the season by just saying, just give us another week, we'll try and wrestle these players, or, you know, whatever it's looking like. So, I mean, it's a very tough one. I don't envy Kate at all. But, you know, as you said, the club just want the one draw that comes out next. So, you know, the biggest thing we're sort of hinging on is Woi Woi, if they're going to have a Premier One side, because that does reshape that draw.
I really hope so, mate. I really and truly do. Obviously, I know you as a former great of the club and a captain for many, many years. But just as a rugby fan personally, a Central Coast rugby fan personally, I sincerely hope they can get there. All their ducks in a row, and we see them back where they should be in a Premier One, Premier Two competition. But more so too, mate, I'd like to see them have a sustainable model that can ensure they're there in 5 years' time, not just a year or two out. You know, let's hopefully get something in place that can look to the future. And I really, really hope there's some more people helping out. And what I mean by that, and you would know the guys, but man, there's about what a core group. Please correct me, because I know I'll get wrong. I won't mention them. There'd be a core group of what, five or six people, I should say, who are just gluing everything they possibly can to try and keep the joint running. Would that be a fair comment?
It's a very fair comment. And unfortunately for those guys, well, fortunately for the club, is you got those same guys that are doing it, and they're, you know, some of them are on the wrong side of 70. So sort of driving through and trying to recruit new players, and again, awesome people, but you need that for a playing group. You need a strong playing group. You know, looking at the other clubs, there's a really strong contingent of players that are on the committee, not just ex-players or people who have, you know, been around the club for years and just don't want to see it fail. That's kind of what is happening at the moment. But again, you've got to go through that. They're at the point where they only had third grade last year for the majority of the season. So they're at that point now that they've got to rebuild from there. We've seen Gosford do it. It'd be absolutely awesome to see Woi Woi do it again as well.
At this point in time, brother, they're in. They're back.
They are in. Of course they're in, mate. They wouldn't be anywhere else. So we'll wait for that draw to come out.
Sorry, whilst we're on Woi Woi and some positive news, the women. The Woi Woi women are back in as well. They're how back. Good.
The Lionesses good are stuff. Back. Which is awesome. They've obviously their team sort of diminished last year it did anyway, and they kind of went to other clubs, sort of spread out around the coast. But it's good that they're back. I know they went away on the weekend to Cowra and played a tens competition as well. So it's good they got that core group back. So that's it's good for the game as well to have Wei Wei back. And obviously another club that, you know, you can sort of spread the talent around and hopefully help grow that, because I know they've got an awesome juniors team and those players are at the age, they've got a gun. I think they're 15s. They might be 16s this year. They've got a gun side full of rep players that they can start coming through now. I know they're young, but I think 16-year-olds can play in grade, but that would sort of get in women. Sorry. Not the men's. That was 17s. I think they sent the email out about that. So I think the 16s can play. And that's where you had players like, you know, Ella Carl is a perfect example of somebody who was that age and playing in the seniors and playing women's and killing it. So I think there's, you know, an avenue for that as well. So hopefully there's those, that, you know, younger contingent that can sort of develop through as well.
You know what I'm hoping too, Berner?
What are you hoping?
The line. I'm hoping the line off shield is back.
Yeah.
Whoever's got the line off shield from Woi, let it be known. We need it. If you're back, she actually. What I cut out.
Club anymore, mate.
What I cut out off the interview with Kate, it's one of the that's the fine print under the Gossard rule. There's the B&B rule.
What's the B&B rule?
Where's the fucking line off shield? And until it's returned, there's no entry back into the CCAU competition, men and women's. Give me my line off shield back. Come on.
You worked very hard creating that, didn't you?
I did. I want to see it installed year in, year out. Anyway, we'll cover that off when we get closer to Hornsby versus Woi Woi.
Yeah, so 15th of April is when we are earmarked for to start the competition. So obviously that is if Woi Woi stay in the competition. Sorry, I've lost my teams there. 15th of April is what we're sort of is what we're looking at the moment.
If Woi Woi pull out,
our team finals competition. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say if Woi Woi pull out, it's still the 15th of April, but the only thing that changes is so it's the 15th of April is kickoff, whether we have an 8-team Premier One competition or a 9-team, as it currently stands, 9 teams with Woi Woi in. And how exciting, Woi Woi stays in, we have a 5-team semi-final series. I love that. I love the dynamicism of that style of draw.
Jesus,
I think
that's
it's
a very big word for you early on in
it
the
is.
Season.
You like that? I've been working on it all off-season.
Dynamicism. And you nailed it first take as well. Hey, you are full of surprises this year. It's a big year from you. You've been practicing.
That's it.
So obviously, you know, sadly carry on. The Bay Premier, so President's Cup for Bay again this year. And same with carry on. So
yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath, but I think there's an opportunity if we'll put it this way, if the Bay nominate for Premier One and Premier Two, the draw doesn't change. The Bay will just take the draw. Just take the bye. So the bye round becomes the Bay. So if Woi Woi stay strong and Bay turn around and say, well, we can field Premier One, Premier Two, then the competition, that draw doesn't change because the Bay will just slot into the bye round, which would be perfect. Okay. And there was chat that the Bay were aiming for a Colts and a third grade side. So surely there's enough players in and around to field a Premier One, Premier Two side.
Mm. And also on that, obviously sad news, no Colts as well. That's obviously the sad news and continues to be, I suppose, a point that we've got to work on for the future because you need to bring those youngins through and a healthy Colts competition is just so important
working on
for the development again.
Working on in the future, Berner, starts now.
Yeah.
Working on the future doesn't turn around at the end of the season and go, shit, what are we going to do about Colts again?
Yeah.
So it's difficult. It's a difficult age group. A lot of sports in general, not just rugby, have problems with that age division. But, I'd love to see it.
All right. Is that the draw done, mate? Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on, pal.
We got our sponsor highlight coming up. First, a segment breaker. I'm getting used to these things. Look at that. Sponsor highlight. There we go. We got it working. If you are listening to this instead of watching it, you're just the excitement of me actually operating this platform. And it's it's quite hard to do the same thing in talking.
Well, it was seamless when I did it with Kate. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Sponsor spotlight. Gussie and the team at Erina Podiatry. How can we not start without the great man?
Just watch this, mate. Just watch this. There you go. How's that?
Hey, there we go.
A good transition, isn't it? So you've got to prepare.
Yeah, brother. Gus and the team Verena Bedaitre have come on board once again. They've been unyielding in their support of us since day one. We are forever grateful for them. They've been the backbone of this whole venture and the reason why it's been so successful. I think Tomo at the start of the start of the podcast, sorry, over 22,000 listens, downloads already. How good! And I think we might have said Gus and the team at Erida Bedaitre about 107,000 times. So
I think he's getting his money's worth out of us, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait for him to get the. So yeah, Gussie and the team at Erida Bedaitre just down there opposite Macca's, just expanded into. Well, I like to call them Coastal Cobblers, but that's not their name. And I can't remember what it was called, to be honest. It was,
he doesn't like that, and he's paying the bills, so maybe just...
You know, I know, it was something, fancy.
Still getting used to it, mate. Last segment, spread the love. So, obviously, we're back doing this format with whatever it's going to look like each week. Tweaking a couple of things, obviously, a bit rusty to start off with. But... with Gus on board, there's a couple other sponsors this year as well. Same thing applies. Push us around as much as you possibly can throughout the socials, sharing everything. If you've got anything you want us to talk about, anything you want us to cover off, anything you want us to find out, to dive into, whatever it is, please let us know, especially if it's milestones. Was a massive one last year that we sort of, you know, found out maybe a day or two before and it was after recording. So we couldn't really highlight all those milestones. So anything that's awesome happening in your club, just send it through so we can push it, whether it's on the socials or we can have a chat about it or whatever that is. So, you know, and pushing us around as much as we possibly can, because the more that, you know, B&B grows, it's essentially the more that Central Coast Rugby grows. And if we've got people that are, I suppose, you know, following us on socials and we're pushing Central Coast Rugby, obviously that grows the game of Central Coast Rugby. So the more that we can possibly do that, the better. And, you know, with the clubs obviously helping each other out, resharing content, all that sort of stuff. So continue to spread the word and spread the love.
Absolutely. Pass us around. Follow us on our socials if you haven't yet. Jump on board. We've got a Facebook thing and a Instagram thing, and we put things through that. Yeah, everything you've said, Berner.
I got Barry White here, mate. We haven't heard Barry White for a little bit. It's been an off season.
On the phone?
He's on the phone. But the thing with Barry is, I think he got a bit pissed in the off season because he's.
Oh, look out!
When I'm playing him through here, he just seems a little bit slow. I don't know if it'll come across to the listeners, but we'll just see.
It might have something to do with Barry's dead. But anyway,
it sounds all right here. No, he's back. He's back alive. He's on the waters today.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, I was playing it before and he sounded a little bit slow. Maybe it was me. Maybe it was connection. Maybe Barry's sober now. That's all we need to worry about. Mate, anything else? First episode.
Been a bit of a clunky start, but it's been great to be back. It's good to be back.
I disagree, mate. Flawless as always. So we got obviously the interview with Kate was big at the start of the year. A lot of the clubs, you know, sort of wondering what's happening. So we got that one out of the way. We have a little bit of direction. Just got to wait on WeWe. And that's pretty much it, mate. Episode one done. Yeah. Congratulations. For some reason, I feel like I'm the one that doesn't understand technology for this episode.
Listeners and viewers, we've got, what, 3 or 4 weeks to before we kick off with the season. So jump on board, interact with us. Tell us what you want us to chat about, any thoughts we might have, anything you want to know, anything you want us to cover off, discuss, anything you want us to make up, do that. And we'll have a bit of fun. We'll fill in the next 3 or 4 weeks up until the 15th of April before we get a little bit more remotely serious if we can. But thanks. We're back.
Adios, guys. See ya.